Exclusive, Marsha Blackburn, Terror Watch List Border Crossers Should Be Sent to Gitmo. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 14, 2023. Border crossers on the U.S. Terror Watch List should be sent to Gitmo. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Blackburn briefly discussed United States aid to Ukraine, explaining that Americans just want transparency on how the $113 billion already given to the country has been spent. They're saying another $60 billion. And as I said, we've already spent $113 billion. So what conservatives are saying, and I think rightfully, is, look, let's break this apart. Let's deal with Israel's funding, she began. They're very specific what they need. They need $4 billion to replenish the Iron Dome. They need some money for munitions they need. We need $150 million to secure our embassy there. So let's deal with that, she said, explaining that the U.S. first needs to deal with its own border security as well. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Marsha Blackburn. RTN, December 14, 2023. Let's deal with our southern border. We can't talk about Ukraine's border until we deal with our border. So let's be aggressive in dealing with our border first and secure our border, she said, noting that there have been 279 known terrorists seek entry into this country. And when a terrorist comes to our southern border, this administration does not send them to Gitmo, and they don't send them back to their country. What they do is hold them and then they have to go before a judge to see if they qualify for entry and staying in this country, she said, adding that there are also border crossers from special interest countries. And these may be people that are coming from China, Blackburn said, adding that there were 2,000 people who came from China to the southern border in October alone. Or they may be from Russia, where we had over 100 in October alone. Or from countries like Iran, Pakistan, Iraq, Afghanistan, where we had dozens come to our southern border in the month of October alone. So we're just saying, look, it's time to secure the southern border, she said. It's not just people from Mexico or from the Northern Triangle that are coming to that border. This is people from all around the world that are seeking entry. And I'll tell you what, they're not coming here to go to Disney World or to get a better job, not all of them. We've got a lot of military-aged young men, single, that are presenting at our southern border right now, she continued. They're terrorists. This is their job. They're terrorists, Blackburn emphasized when asked why people on the terror watch list seek entry into the U.S. We're just saying, these people need to go to Gitmo, Blackburn emphasized. They don't need to be given free passage into the United States of America, for goodness sake. And we have to change our asylum rules and say you can't come claim asylum here. You've got to do it in another country. You've got to do it in your home country. You are not going to come into the country and wait to see a judge. You're going to have to wait outside the country until a judge can hear your case before you're allowed to come in, Blackburn said. Do you think for one minute that you could cross into China or Russia or Iran or Egypt or Pakistan and just walk in and then say, I'm here? Give me asylum. I want to have free rein in the country. Absolutely not. There's no one that does that, she added, later reiterating that the asylum rules must be changed. This is the reason for changing the asylum rule, because the law is not broken. It is the enforcement and this administration choosing not to enforce the law. I mean, you can look at the number of terrorists under Donald Trump. One year, we had 3, a couple of years we had 0. So that shows you what enforcing the law does. If you're a terrorist, you're not going to come in this country, she said. Like I said, you know, if it were up to me, it would be send them to Gitmo. They're a terrorist, they are not going to wish you well, she added. Their job is to destroy you. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.